Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Fadli Sumi Yomi Arafah wa Ashura wa Tasu'a. The chapter on the virtue of fasting on the day of Arafah, fasting on the day of Ashura, and fasting on the 9th of Muharram. The day of Arafah, we know, is the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. The day of Ashura, we know, is the 10th of Muharram. And here we got also the 9th of Muharram. So we got 9th and 10th of Muharram. And as we go on, we'll come to see that either a person fasts 9th and 10th or the 10th and 11th. An Abi Qatada radiallahu anhu qal, Su'ila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an sawmi yawmi arafah. Qala, yukaffiru s-sanata al-madiya wal-baqiya. Rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about fasting on the day of Arafah, that is the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it expiates, it wipes out the sins of the past year and the coming year. So the day of Arafah, the speciality of fasting on this day is that Allah Ta'ala makes it such that it wipes out the sins of the previous year and the coming year. The day of Arafah, which is the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, is a day of great blessings. It was the day when the verse of the completion and the perfection of Islam was given to Muslims. This verse, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati Wa Raditu Lakum Al-Islam Adina. Very, very great verse confirming the completion and the perfection of Islam, the culmination and the beauty of the Deen of Islam. So anyway, this verse was revealed also on this day. In a narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the most virtuous of days is the day of Arafah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam also said, there is no day in which Allah Ta'ala frees more of His servants from Jahannam than the day of Arafah. The following dua should be recited in abundance on the day of Arafah. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. The fourth kalima should be read in abundance on the day of Arafah. The fast referred to in this hadith is not for those who are performing Hajj, because it will deprive them of the strength needed to perform dhikr, talbiyah, dua, and the remaining rites of Hajj. So all those that are not hujjaj, they should keep this fast of Arafah. Those that are in Hajj, they shouldn't be keeping this fast on the day of Arafah. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صام يوم عاشوراء وأمر بصيامه متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما narrated that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم fasted on the day of Ashura and ordered it to be fasted. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, and Abu Dawud Sharif. Ulama explained that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم went through four stages regarding the fast of Ashura. Fast of Ashura is the 10th of Muharram. First, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast whilst in Makkah Mukarramah, but would not command others to do so. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself would fast in Makkah on the 10th of Ashura, but he wouldn't command other people to fast also. The second phase that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or second stage that he went through, was when he arrived in Madinatul Munawwara, he saw the Jews and Christians fasting and honoring this day. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired why, he was told that this was the day in which Allah Ta'ala had saved Musa alayhi salam and his people from the tyranny of Fir'aun and his army. So Musa alayhi salam, out of gratitude, would fast on this day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we have a greater right to Musa alayhi salam than you. You people are fasting because Musa alayhi salam fasted. We have a greater right to Musa alayhi salam than you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then commanded the Sahaba to fast on that day. The third stage, when the fasting in Ramadan became compulsory, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the Sahaba the choice to fast on this day. He no longer commanded it, but merely mentioned its virtue. So the second stage, we said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina, he saw the Jews fasting, and he commanded Sahaba, you fast. And then when the fasting of Ramadan became compulsory, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam no longer commanded fasting on Ashura. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he did was he just mentioned the fazilat, the virtue. In other words, it's not necessary, compulsory for you to fast, but it's still virtuous for you to fast on the day of Ashura. And the last stage, the fourth stage, at the end of his life, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a firm intention not to fast only on this day. In other words, to add another fast to the day of Ashura. See how careful Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, and also to teach us that we even oppose the Jews and the Christians in those things that are regarded as dini matters also. We oppose them. One is we oppose them in their styles, in their ways, in their rituals. And even in those things, in fasting, if they fasting only on the 10th, we don't only fast on the 10th. We fast on the 10th and the 11th. So therefore, at the end of his life, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a firm intention not to fast on this day alone, but to add another day to it, so that he could oppose the ways of the Jews and the Christians. Therefore, one should fast on the 9th and 10th, or the 10th and the 11th of Muharram. An Abi Qatada radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam su'ila an siyami yawmi ashura, faqala yukaffiru as-sanata al-madiyah. Hazrat Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about fasting on the day of Ashura. He said it expiates, it wipes out the sins for the past year. So the day of Ashura wipes out the sins for the past year. And just now we did the day of Arafah, is the past year. A person fasting on the day of Arafah, it expiates the sins of the past year and the future year. So the question that might come to the mind, that how come Arafah has the effect of wiping out the past and the future, and here we look at Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, only the past. So ulama give an explanation. They say that fasting on the day of Arafah is from the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is speciality of the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is above all other deens, so therefore the speciality of fasting on this special day has a special effect of the past and the future. Whereas we look at Ashura, is from the religion of Musa alayhi salam. So therefore fasting on that day, on the day of Arafah, is even more virtuous because of the virtue Allah Ta'ala has given Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even over Musa alayhi salam. One more hadith, and Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَإِن بَقِيتُ إِلَىٰ قَابِلٍ لَأَصُومَنَّ التَّاسِعَةَ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمٍ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if I remain alive until next year, I will fast on the 9th. In other words, together with the 10th, I will fast on the 9th. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter passed away. But he expressed his wish, he expressed his desire, that if I were to remain alive until next year, I will fast on the 9th. Now if a person has got love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he shouldn't question, are the Jews fasting in our time and age? Sometimes you hear people saying this, but the Jews in our time and age are not fasting on the 10th. So if we just fast on the 10th alone, we will already be opposing them because they are not fasting on the 10th. So people come up with these arguments and they say, okay, let's maybe such that we'll only fast on the 10th. If a person got love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, true love, and he hears this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma is the narrator. He said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if I remain alive until next year, I will fast on the 9th. This was the desire of my Nabi, irrespective of whatever anybody else has to say. I would like to fulfill the desire of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what you call true love. Now he's not going to question if the Jews and Christians are fasting or not fasting. This was the desire of my Nabi. I, out of love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'll fulfill that desire. And I also will fast on the 9th and 10th, or ulama explained, 10th and 11th. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Madinatul Munawwara after the Hijrah, he preferred conformity with the Jews and Christians in matters wherein he was not provided with a particular command, especially when such a cause of action was contrary to the idol worshippers. So initially, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was happy that I follow, if something, there is no specific command that has come down as yet in Islam, so he would be happy to follow what the Jews and Christians were following at that time, because they had some book, they had some kitab. So he was happy to follow them and oppose the idol worshippers in those matters that Islam had not yet prescribed. However, when a cause of action had come down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then immediately he would follow that and oppose the Jews and the Christians. However, after Makkatul Mukarramah was conquered and Islam spread, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam preferred to oppose the ways of the Jews and Christians, showing that Islamic ideals and values are unique. The values of Islam are unique. The beautiful ways of Islam are unique. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would like to oppose them. Completely opposite to what's happening nowadays with this new Abrahamic accord, and so to speak, this Abrahamic faith, that all the religions of Ibrahim alayhi salam, this is how they term it, all are correct and all are equal. Na'udhu billah, Allah Ta'ala protect us from this new fitna that is coming. And many, many Muslims also are falling for this. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that our deen is above all other deen. وَالَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَىٰ وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ Allah Ta'ala has sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with guidance. وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ And send him with a true deen. For what? لِيُظْهِرَهُ To be dominant. To overpower all the other deens that are there. Islam is the dominant, correct religion only once Islam has come down. So there isn't such a thing as all Abrahamic faiths are equal and we can all pray together. There isn't such a thing like that at all. Islam is the only religion. Inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. The only deen that is acceptable to Allah Ta'ala is Islam. So we also shouldn't get caught up in this fitna. Here we can see even in fasting, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opposed the Jews and the Christians. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.